Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Nadina Haller is an award-winning ecologist whose work on the so-called Internet of Nature shows us how much we can learn from the biological networks that exist in our cities and what we can do to prolong the lives of urban greenery. Nadina joined us earlier in the year to explain more.
I grew up in the suburbs of southwestern Ontario in Canada, and growing up there, as I think many kids did in suburbia, I was really always fascinated by how natural ecosystems just seem to be encroached and engulfed by urban development as these suburbs continue to grow and grow. Seeing that imbalance between nature and urban development really inspired me to build cities that were in better harmony with nature, although that mission often feels more like an oxymoron. After studying ecology and earth sciences for many years, really to get a good grasp of if I wanted to do something about the health of the earth, I felt like I should first fully understand how the earth functions, which inspired me to study those things. And as I studied those things and finished my master's and started my PhD, I began to get incredibly fascinated with the recent developments in and advancements in technology. And I started to think quite critically about how nature and technology had always seemed to be pitted as rivals to one another. And I started to consider how those two might actually be able to come together, that we could apply those things to better conserve and enhance our fragile urban nature. The Internet of Nature is a philosophy, really, and it was inspired by these communication networks, these biological communication networks that exist between plants. So essentially, plants create these symbiotic associations between their roots and specific kinds of fungi. And essentially what these networks allow them to do is to exchange things like nutrients and water and carbon and even information like defense signals about pests and disease. And these fungal networks have really kept forests and plant systems self-regulating and self-sufficient for hundreds of millions of years. But in cities, they're highly fragmented. If you can imagine the way that we plant trees in cities, often not really in a community, but often in silos of one another, we've really kind of fragmented these natural systems. And because of that, and due to a whole host of other reasons, urban trees are actually twice as likely to die as their forest counterparts. And that kind of really shocking statistic, and especially the younger ones and the older ones are dying, most urban trees actually never reach full adulthood. And it isn't until a tree reaches full maturity and adulthood that we actually start to benefit from all of the functions that we know trees to be able to provide us with, especially in these stressful, dense lives in urban centers. And essentially what the Internet of Nature does is it considers that we fragmented these fungal networks in cities. And essentially what we're trying to do is applying a layer of technology to basically step in as human stewards of these trees and other natural ecosystems in cities where nature has essentially been so disrupted that it can't do that job anymore. One of these things that's kind of contested in the fields I find myself in within urban ecology and ecological engineering, some folks are incredibly convinced, you know, that cities are ecosystems and that cities can function in the same way that natural ecosystems do. And I'm more of the camp that, yes, cities are ecosystems in the sense that their flows of all these different, you know, their communication flows, transportation flows, food and waste and energy flows, all these similar flows we can find back in natural ecosystem. There's just one crucial difference. And that's that humans are absolutely dominating this ecosystem. And in a natural ecosystem, of course, it's a much more in balance with one another. So that's really my mission here too, is to kind of restore that balance and create cities that are incredible places to live, not just for humans, but for all species. I think there's an incredible amount of things that we can use from natural ecosystems as inspiration, but then also be cognizant of the fact that we've created these incredible technological systems that, if implied in the right way, can actually really enhance urban nature. So just to give you some really concrete examples of what I mean by that, we could look at things like, for example, IoT sensor-like networks for the monitoring of soil in real time. Soil is something that is the basis of everything, really, of life, if we want to take it that far. And our soil in cities is of an incredibly poor quality. And at the same time, if we want to green our cities and if we want to maximize the benefits of trees in cities, we really have to understand that it all starts with soil. And if you don't give trees the proper matrix to grow and establish in, you're never going to be able to really maximize those benefits. Another idea how you might want to apply the Internet of Nature is mining social media for public opinion on green spaces. So the former way of doing this might be to step into a park and survey certain people, but you're already creating a bias there in terms of the people that are already using a park. Can we tap into the existing opinions of people that they've placed on the internet and actually mine those to improve these green spaces? One last example I'll leave you with is, can we use these latest advancements in very high resolution satellite imagery to actually zoom in to our urban tree canopy and zoom in on individual trees to actually monitor individual tree health over time? Those are just some of the ways that I think technology can be incredibly crucial in really bridging this critical gap that we're starting to see between both smart cities and greener cities. To really establish a healthy urban forest, it would be silly to think that that is completely in the hands of urban foresters and our city arborists. They've said it to me time and time again that it needs to be a shift in public awareness to really have citizens on board as stewards of these trees and to really help them survive. And that can take a form in all kinds of ways. You know, it can be from a really practical thing, which I think is really exciting, especially for children and families, to participate in the watering of new trees, to help the establishment of new trees, to remove litter from natural ecosystems. You know, all these different things can really help engage citizens in the protection and the care of their natural environment. And I think that's incredibly critical, not only from an environmental standpoint, but especially from a mental health standpoint. I mean, we've heard and seen enough research come by that cities can be incredibly stressful places to live your lives. And at the same time, these are the places that people are spending the entire duration of their lives if we look at the trends of urbanization going forward. And nature, on the other end of the spectrum, has also been shown in the research to be incredibly comforting in certain areas of mental health. You know, just 15 minutes of nature exposure will reduce your cortisol levels, will reduce your stress levels, and will improve your overall well-being. So I think getting humans involved in the conservation of nature, and again, this technological layer can really play a role as well here, you know, having things like tree watering apps, you know, so that's hooked up to a sensor in the soil, a soil moisture sensor, and that'll actually notify citizens in the surrounding neighborhood. And this has been piloted already across several cities. Will actually give notifications to citizens that say, hey, your tree is thirsty. And it might not be on your land, but it is your tree. We all share a responsibility for that.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Nadina Haller for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.